Blog Talk Radio.
We're blessed here tonight to be a part of. We've got Coming Home to the Motor City.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Talk listeners, and thank you for calling Blog Talk. Well, we're on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. I am your host, Miss Reddy. We have a few rules on Blog Talk Radio. I ask that you all please put your phones on mute so that we cannot hear the background noises. We can be reached every Friday night at 310-982-4126. Again, our phone number is 310-982-4126. On tonight, I was going to talk about, I was speaking in reference to the purpose of living, the reason people live life. A lot of people don't like to live, but I feel like living is a great thing. And I've had a couple of people that I came into contact with this week that told me that they had thought about committing suicide. And I feel like suicide is not an option. Why would you kill yourself when God gave us life? We're all put here for a reason, and the reason is unknown until we decide to do something about ourselves and understand the reason that we have to live. And I don't feel like it's right to commit suicide by any means. And I just want everybody to know that life is beautiful and God is love. And killing yourself should never be an option, no matter what you go through. I feel like you should never try to kill yourself, period. Killing yourself, again, I'm going to say, is not an option. So let me see if I have any callers online. I don't have any callers online, but like I said, killing yourself is never an option when it comes to life, because living is beautiful. I'm trying to get some of my notes to come up. Again, like I said, we can be reached by dialing 310-982-4126. I have a couple of callers that's with me. Hello, introduce yourself.
Hey, how are you on tonight?
I'm good.
Have you ever met anybody that wanted to commit suicide?
Yes.
And what is your thought about that? I have another call online. Say hello.
Hello.
Have you ever met anybody? I'm trying to see, have y'all ever met anybody that wanted to commit suicide?
Yeah, I have before.
You tried to commit suicide?
Yes, I have.
Tell us more about it.
It was right after my grandmother died, about 10 years ago now.
What was the reason? Like, tell us more.
Depressed. Very, very depressed. I want to take my own life to be with my grandmother.
To be with your grandmother?
To be with my grandmother.
So you feel if you committed suicide, if you killed yourself, you would go where she was going?
Yeah. At first I did. No one told me any different, though.
Okay. So what made you overcome?
First, I was hospitalized.
Okay.
One. Two, a lot of counseling.
A lot of counseling?
A lot of counseling.
What did they teach you in counseling that made you feel, first of all, do you feel different right now about wanting to commit suicide?
Yes, I do, because I know it's not right, and I know that's not what God has planned for me to do. Kill myself is not right at all.
Okay. So after when you went through counseling, what did they teach you in counseling that you can share with any callers or anything that would inspire them to not want to do the same thing that you was thinking about?
Find something that motivates you. Take your mind off of what's stressing you to want to kill yourself. Find something to keep you in this pain. Read a book. Go for a walk. Do something active instead of just sitting at home, because that's what brings you down. Being depressed and sitting in the corner crying, that doesn't help. But if you're talking to people, moving around, doing stuff that's active with your life, then that's what also helps.
I encourage you to keep doing that, and I encourage anybody that wants to commit suicide to do the same thing, because, like you said, depression can lead you to all kind of things, all kind of thoughts, and sitting in a house can make you depressed, period. Sitting anywhere, not even just in the house, sitting anywhere, being alone, and causing depression to go into any kind of depression. And a lot of people don't even know that they're depressed at some point. You're like, when they're depressed. And a lot of people don't even notice what depression is. How did you know that you were depressed? I have a couple of callers online. Hello, caller. Say hello on tonight.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. This is your co-host.
Oh, hey, co-host. We were talking about people want to commit suicide, like your purpose in life and stuff like that. And we had a couple of ladies online, and one lady was saying that she had tried to commit suicide before. I was telling her, I spoke to a couple of people this week that were talking about committing suicide and things of that nature. And she shared with me that she tried to commit suicide once before because she wanted to go with her grandmother because her grandmother passed. And she felt the need to want to be with her grandmother. And she said by being in isolation, that causes you to want to get depressed, and, you know, that makes you want to commit suicide and things like that. She encourages people that wants to do those things to get around people and things of that nature. Do you want to share anything about that?
Well, this is my thing too. I sympathize with the young lady on the situation. You know that, you know, sometimes you feel pain that you do want to go and you rekindle things. So a lot of times, you know, I sit down and I miss, you know, my mother's father. You know what I'm saying? Because he's like more than just a grandfather to me. He was like a daddy, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, like, what was it, like 27th of December, which is one of my son's birthdays, you know, I always had the thought of what, you know what I'm saying, would go on. I miss my grandfather, so I can kind of sympathize with on that. But, I, you know what I'm saying, I wouldn't go to the point where, you know, life is good, you know what I'm saying, so you got to enjoy it. God gave it to us, that's a gift, so we shouldn't want to destroy it, you know what I'm saying? So what my thing is, you know, she need to be around more positive people that can, you know, embrace her and hold her when things are going bad.
Okay, you said that you sympathize with her and you tell her what else? I'm sorry.
I was saying that, you know, I went through the same thing when I was younger with my, you know what I'm saying, my grandfather died. You know, I kind of took it hard, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is that she needs to be around more people that, you know, can encourage her, because, you know, life is a gift that God gives us, you know what I'm saying? It's not up for us to, you know what I'm saying, to destroy our own life, you know what I'm saying? That was a gift that God gave us. So we have to, you know, just, you know, embrace ourselves and try to live the best way possible. And she needs to be around more people that have more positive things in our life.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. That's what she was saying. She said she went to counseling. Counseling taught her to go and be around other people. You hear me? Do you hear me, Pierre?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah,
well,
she said that.
Just go ahead, Coles. Let me, I'm gonna log out for a second because I got to do something real quick, and I'm calling you right back.
Okay, that'll be fine.
All right.
Okay, well, other callers. We have hold on just a second, Block Talk. Hello, Block Talk listeners. Hello?
Hello.
Okay, we were talking about people that wanted to commit suicide.
Mm.
good. We had a couple of ladies on that said that they thought about committing suicide before, and they were saying that once her grandmother died, she had thought about committing suicide, and she no longer wanted to commit suicide after she got counseling and things of that nature. But she said before then, she had thought about it several times. And I was sharing with her that committing suicide has never been a good thing. You know, you have to find some way to be positive and think positive so that you won't feel that way and won't feel the need to do those things. You won't feel the need to want to kill yourself or hurt yourself. If you all could share some insight, if you all would, on that.
On suicide?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You can go ahead and speak. I hear Miss Florence, you're online too?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, you all can speak about it. We were talking about committing suicide, encouraging people not to do that. Like, what are some of the steps that you all think that people should take? If you feel like you want to take your own life, what are some?
No, you shouldn't want to take your own life because God gave you life. He didn't give it for you, no one, to take their own life. Because as surely as you take your life, you will definitely go to hell. You will not have the chance to be where God is. You will not, you don't let your mind even consider you taking suicide and doing that. Because, you know, life is life. And God, you got to pray about it. And God is the only one in control to keep your mind steady and not to think even of suicide. That is a terrible way to go. And you wouldn't want to go where a suicide would take you. No one. God is too good for you to want to take your life. All you got to do is pray and look up to God. He's the only one to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And praying is no harm in praying. Even if you don't know how to pray, just call Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All day long. And there's no weapon formed against you that can prosper.
Yeah.
You say that.
Mm-hmm.
Say that and peace be still. Those words there will run the devil away from you. And those evil thoughts.
You said those evil thoughts. We're listening. You said those evil thoughts what?
The devil.
He will flee from you.
Flee from you. If you would say those words, peace be still.
In the name
of Jesus. Let nobody tell you that you don't belong to God. You are God's child.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves you unconditionally.
Yes, yes.
With everything that he has, he loves you.
Yes,
he watches over you day and night.
Yes, he does.
He never sleeps nor slumber.
Mm-hmm.
God never sleeps. He's watching his children night long.
Thank you, Lord. Yes,
and don't let the devil come into you to even think about suicide, because you are a human being, and always think and know that God loves you.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
And he never wants to see you kill yourself. Whoever you are.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Do y'all hear her? She said, whoever you are, she wants you to know that God loves you and he don't want you to ever try to commit suicide and things of that nature. And she said, you're supposed to always say peace. God, what's that, peace? Be still.
Peace be still. Call Jesus.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon. That means nothing.
Yes, ma'am.
Shall form against you shall prosper. You
okay.
Want to live, not die.
Yeah.
You want to live, not die, to determine the work of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Say the
yeah.
Words.
We appreciate that because a lot of people don't know. A lot of people don't know that once you go through different things in life, and a lot of people don't have those encouraging people to encourage them around them. You know, a lot of people don't have people to encourage them. You know, so. At this point in your life, you need to be around people that can encourage you to do positive things and to keep your mind on straight, because a lot of people don't have different people around them to tell them things like you just told them, Ms. Florence, and what you just said is very encouraging. And I know that everybody that's listening or thinking about suicide, I know that they'll take that and they'll take those words that you said, and hopefully they won't try to commit suicide.
Right. They don't want to go and burn. No. They want to walk the street to go. And that's with God.
I'm a prophet. I like that.
Oh, okay. Well, I also encourage people to whenever you get into a situation like that, don't be afraid to tell somebody. A lot of people won't go around family or friends when they're depressed. They'll just stay off and stuff, like them themselves, and they'll go into isolation. We were talking about that. She said that once her grandmother passed, she had got into isolation, and she started isolating herself, the young lady that was speaking earlier, and she said that she didn't want to be around other people. And I encourage you that once something like that happens, you're supposed to go around people. Do y'all agree or disagree?
That's right. You agree, because grandmother wouldn't want her to be like that. Her grandmother wants her to stay happy. And be happy, because she's gone on to glory. She's out of her misery. She's with God. And see, her grandmother wants her to be happy and have a full life, not to be walking around suffering and being sad because she's gone. Because she'll never see her again. And that's over. You and your grandmother lived a life and a wonderful life, I'm sure. And that's just that. She's gone on to glory now. And she don't want you. She wants you to live your life to the fullness and be happy. So you think about that. You look up and you smile, because she's smiling at you.
Yeah. I agree with you on that.
Yeah. Ma'am. So is there any other feedback?
Okay, I agree with you on that, and I know that the young lady, I think she hung up the line. I was trying to see if she was still online. I think she released the line, but I know that they'll probably call back in and they'll probably listen.
to the show. But yeah, I appreciate you for telling them that, because anybody that's going through that, I've ran into a whole lot of people that's around my age here lately that's been talking to me about that they want to kill themselves. I even have a cousin who said that she thought about she wanted to die because her mom is deceased, and that brought like tears to my eyes because that's my aunt, you know, and she's been gone now for a couple of years, and she was telling me, you know, she was so close to her mom to where she felt like it's no need to live life anymore. You know, that brought tears to my eyes because that's one of my older cousins, and I was thinking, wow, I didn't know that many people nowadays are thinking about committing suicide or wanting to die. She said she didn't want to commit suicide. She wanted somebody to just kill her. And so at this point, I was thinking to myself, I didn't think that was healthy. So I think by me being her, one of her favorite cousins, I need to go around her more often. And that's something that I'm going to do as a person that loves my cousin. I'm going to start going around her more instead of wanting to be like away from her. You know, I find that if any of my friends or family or anything wants to do things like that, I feel like I need to be more like, you know, be around them. So if you all have family members or friends that are thinking like that, I didn't know that many people, you know, our age, like I said, were thinking about stuff like that. So I mean, I'm starting to be more on the lookout about things like that. And so I'm going to encourage other people, if y'all see any of y'all friends sliding to the back and not being around you more, or like when you call them and they're not answering your phone calls, or when you call them, they're always looking sad or, you know, talking down, I encourage people to start listening to them and start, you know, being around them, you know, draw closer to them, because God is love and he wants all of us to love one another. He don't want us to be isolated. He don't want us to be separated or divided. And, you know, just like when we grow up, like my cousin was telling me the other day, she said once we got older, she said she felt like we no longer talked as much and we no longer be around each other. And I was telling her, you know, it comes a time in your life that we all get grown, but, you know, you never supposed to not be able to feel like you're supposed to be able to call your family, you know. I feel like you're supposed to be able to call your family no matter what. I mean, that's what you have a family for. That's why you were born into a family. God didn't leave you out here by yourself. That's why he had people with you. You were born into a system of things. You was born into a family, and you also chose friends. And, I mean, sometimes you feel like you can't call on your family and talk to your family about different things. She was telling me that she feel like if she called some of her family members and tell them that she wanted to die, she felt like they was going to talk crazy to her and stuff like that. And I was telling her now, sometimes you might want to just reconsider and just go ahead and call your family instead of just thinking negative. You know, when you're down, you're always going to think negative anyway, so just pick up the phone and just try to call, you know. And I encourage anybody that's thinking like that to just go ahead and pick up the phone and call your neighbor, your friend, your sister, somebody that's around you. Don't be alone.
You know, you never alone. Don't you call the Lord? Jesus Christ. Your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you need to call on. When you go through things like that, I know things get rough and get tough, but everybody goes through trials and tribulations. But you got to be strong and hold on and pray to God and let that go. And then what that devil says, he don't want you, you don't end your life on no bull crap behind nobody. Well, it may be, you know what I'm saying? So we don't get that good.
Yeah.
But it's easier said than done. But you never know how a person really feels, though. But anyway, the main thing a person should do is get on their knees. You have to call on God. Pray. Let's pray. That's all you got to do is pray. Ask God to give you strength. Wherever you're going through, he will give you strength. And he will acknowledge that. But see, when we pray for God, because sometimes things happen in your life not for you to turn to God, for God to turn into your life. But sometimes people forget about the Lord. And then God let things happen. And God let things happen for you to acknowledge him to bring you back to reality. When things like that, when he brings you back to reality, that's when you call upon him and get strong and get strict with that Bible and try to read it. Even if you don't understand it, you ask, pray to him and ask him to give you guidance, give you knowledge and wisdom to understand it.
Yeah, that's a serenity prayer, and I encourage people to read that too. I mean, if you can go into some stores, like I feel like sometimes when you're sad, sometimes you can get up and just go shopping, go walking, even if you don't have no money, because a lot of people feel like they can't go out and go shopping, like if they don't. Well, I ain't gonna say shopping. They feel like they can't go out in the public if they don't have money. You can't.
What would
go
make
you
happy? What would make you happy? You say your prayers at night when you wake up in the morning and realize the Lord is God and woke you up that morning, get your life in some strength. The main thing is that you talk to Him and say, "You thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord." Say it all day long. You know what? That'll make you happy. That'll make you happy.
Yeah, I agree.
And hold on.
I agree with you on that.
That will make you happy. The Lord says, "You have God in your life. Things like that will go wrong. So a lot of things like that happen and stuff." He just said, "And done though." But you all things
yeah,
you gotta do.
You
my thing is pray. It's pray. That's all you gotta do is pray. And God will move it out your way.
Yeah.
Pray about it, and let it go.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's hard to let things go, too. People say,
ain't nothing too hard for God. Ain't nothing too hard for God.
No.
You let it go and give it to God. God will take care of it. Put it in the hands of the Lord, baby. Ain't nothing too hard for God. A lot of people just don't have trust and faith in the Lord. Because he might not
What would you say to a person that says that, I spoke with one lady, like you said a lot of people are scared to pray to the Lord, okay? What would you say to a person, like, I talked to one lady, and she was telling me that she said that she prayed to God, and she feel like God doesn't hear her prayers.
Yes, you do. You got to be sincere and mean, keep praying to him and put it in his hand and mean it and take it out your mind. Don't worry. He said, don't worry, because worry is a sin. Don't worry about nothing, because ain't nothing too hard for God. He takes care of everything for you. He might not be there when you want him, but he always on the top.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. We have a couple of more callers online. Caller 3657, say hello on tonight.
Hello.
Caller at 5441, say hello on tonight.
Hi.
Hey, little girl.
Hi, good lady.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. Just dropping in on the convo. I made it late. Trying to figure out what y'all.
Hi, Anonymous.
Yes.
Hey.
What you got to say about the convo?
We're talking about the convo.
Hey, Shay.
Hey, Shay.
Hi, I'm a nut.
Hey,
she's anonymous. I'm here, y'all. You supposed to say hi, Anonymous.
Hi, Anonymous.
High five, four, four, one.
Okay, now we got the haze out of the way. We're talking about it. Yeah.
Okay. Texas
Patient
phone number,
214-255. People that commit suicide. So, for late callers, we were sharing some stories about one girl came on and she was talking about how she wanted to commit suicide because her grandmother had passed. And then we talked about another one of our cousins that was saying that she wanted to die. And I was saying it's a lot of people that I came into contact with here lately that's trying to that wants to kill themselves, and I'm trying to. We were just saying words of encouragement to, that we can share with them. Anonymous, do you have any input on that? Do anybody else have any input on trying to encourage a person that wants to pass away because they feel like they have nobody in life?
Because he lost your loved one. My grandmother won't want to have to do it. Her grandmother won't want her to go home with her life and keep her in the home.
Ms. Lauren said that her grandmother would want her to go on with her life, and her grandmother's in a better place. So we did cover that part.
Right. It's the same thing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I agree with everybody that's on the phone.
My main part is that my thing is that you gotta pray to the Lord, baby.
Yeah, you have to pray to the Lord.
You got to be strong and hold on. Those things are hard. And
yeah,
you gotta
pray
for
strength.
And then you, if you take your own life and stuff like that, you ain't going to see God. When you go to Judgment Day, where you going?
The hell?
Straight to hell. Amen. And where you going to go?
You know, you feel like they're going to go, you feel like if a person kills themselves, they're going to go to hell.
I will say, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. You know what? I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Keep repeating that. Keep calling on Jesus. He'll fix everything for her. She'll be all right. I know she's disappointed right now, you know, because she lost a little bit of whatever's going on in her life. I know it's hard. But, you know, let's keep repeating.
Yeah.
I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Get ye behind me, Satan, and put Jesus in there. Keep calling on. That's all you got to do. But once you get to your last bottom line like that, to my killing yourself, when you get down that hard and deep and stuff like that, to my killing yourself, and then you can do what? Get on your knees and pray to the Lord.
Yeah, you're right about that.
It's a battle between, you know, God and the devil. So they see God, you know, they'll put that in her head. But since she prayed with God, God take all the way from that. She'll get that devil out of her life. All she had to do is say, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus, and me. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord.
Yeah, you got to stay prayed up because most of my family is gone. My mama, my brother, my sister, my grandmother, you know. But I'm still, I don't feel like I want to hurt myself. I don't want to hurt nobody, but you got to pray for strength. You got to pray for strength.
That's right. You got to pray for strength. That's right. You got to pray for it. Because that's all I'm saying. You don't have this Lord Jesus give you strength. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes.
If you're spending your life, your mama, you know, grandmama, whoever passed, but they won't want you to do that. They want you to go ahead and live your life and be happy as long as you keep them within in your heart.
And then if they died, my family died from natural causes and stuff, you know. So some of them was in pain, you know. They wanted, you know, they was tired. People were ready to be ready to go.
You know, God ain't gonna put no more than you can bear.
That's right.
He gonna put no more than you can bear. They didn't do time because he know they was tired. They was ready to go, but they already repented to him and asked him for forgiveness, and he saved their lives.
That's true.
And he saved their lives. That's why he took them off the home. They went on to glory. So you had to pray to him. You repent. You don't want to go to hell.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to hell.
And they say that's a sin. I don't know. I'm not exactly true how it is, but that's a sin that'll send you straight to hell. That's what they say.
Yes, it is. It's a sin to take your life. Because some people try to take their life so many times, the reason why they don't die because God ain't ready for them yet.
He ain't ready for you yet.
He ain't ready for you yet. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, you know, he's going to let that devil, you keep on, he's going to let the devil go and take you on out. So that means because God trying to save you from that because he's giving you a choice. You have two choices in life. And you want to live for him or you want to be with that devil and stuff like that. First time you try to commit suicide, you'll succeed. What's that saying to you? You here for a reason.
He ain't ready. Yep, he ain't ready.
He ain't ready for you. Yeah, the storm was bad, but we all go through some trials and tribulations.
Yep.
They're going to make you stronger when you come out, you go through that storm, and don't forget about God. Because everybody, like, when they go through things like that, oh, where is God at? Why am I going through this? Well, never question him what he's doing. He knows what he's doing.
Yep.
He knows what he's doing. Don't question him. He ain't going to put no money to you come back. What he's doing is he'll take you through some trials and tribulations and stuff like that to make you stronger within him, make you come to him.
Yep.
And that easy.
Yep.
And that easy. You said nothing's going to be easy. So he said, I'm going to try to make you stronger to get closer to God. That's what you get to try in tribulation. Fuck. Maybe just a phony. I don't have it. You have everything within your Father God, and he's rich. He has all your riches and glory.
Yeah.
You are rich within love. While you're down here on earth and all kinds of little materialistic things and all kinds of don't worry about that, you just be strong in God. You praying up to him. And he'll bring all that out. He'll work it out.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah, he'll work it out. He'll work all that out.
Did that really just happen?
That's why a lot of times we see you through these trials. Yeah, a lot of times we see you through these trials and stuff like that to make you stronger so you can come to him. Because a lot of people forget about God.
Yeah.
A lot of folks forget about it. When they get a good job, get their house and car, they first they pray. They're like, oh, Lord, you bless me with this house, bless me with this job and this car. I'll be there for you and all that kind of stuff. Soon he blessed them, they said, guess what? They didn't come to church no more. Don't pay their tithes or offering or nothing. And they forget about God. And God will bring you back down to reality. Yeah, he has to bring you back. There's no time you forget about it. Or you get too much over your head.
Yeah.
He has to bring you back and let you realize, hey, hold up, wait a minute. Don't forget about me, because he won't give you life, death, and strength anyway.
Yeah.
If it weren't for him, you won't be here no way. Yeah, but then you got to love yourself first. Love the Lord first. Love God first, then love yourself. You don't love yourself, of course you don't love nobody else. Then you don't love yourself. That's why you're talking about killing yourself, because you guess what? You don't love the Lord if you want, then you don't love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You put God first. Love the Lord thy God. With all thy heart, mind, body, and soul. That's the first commandment.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first commandment. He said, love the Lord thy God. With all thy heart, mind, body, and soul. You know the Lord first. Then you love yourself. So if you love yourself, regardless of the situation you're going through, regardless of what pain that you are in and all kinds of stuff, you love yourself and you love God, put it first, he'll work all that out. Because I know it's hard. It's hard. A lot of people go through a whole bunch of stuff. You never know what a person's going through. The only thing I can say is that part.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I say. Call on the Lord. You got to call on. That's when you need him the most. When I need him the most, he's there. He may not be there when you go here.
But he'll be on time.
He always on time. When I need him the most, he's there. And right about now, the young lady we're talking about, that's what she needs. He's right there with you, sweetheart.
Yes, he is. He's right there with you.
So you need, this one time right here, you need him the most. You're going to need him. Don't let that devil try to convince you to take your life for what? So he ain't going to laughing at you.
Yeah, you're right about that.
That's what he wants you to do. That's what he wants you to do, is die in sin. You know what I'm saying? He wants you to die so you can go to hell be with him. He's trying to get many souls that he can get.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. So he don't want you to call on the Lord. That's why I said. But he don't. You call on Jesus. I just got to call on Jesus. Keep saying Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's all she got to say.
Uh-huh.
And he'll be like, uh-huh. Watch you step in. Watch you step in. I guarantee you he'll step in.
And then a lot of people I don't know how to pray. It's not no certain way of pray. You just
you talk to him. All you have to say is Jesus. And keep calling on. And move within your heart, he'll give you a prayer.
Yeah.
All thing you gotta do is call on his name. That's all you gotta do.
Yeah.
Just keep calling on his name. Yeah, that's a lot of prayer. A lot of people will be praying for houses and cars and stuff like that. Be praying for your soul and other people and things like that, because they put themselves in. You got to put the Lord first. And other people
first.
Yeah. All you got to do is say, Jesus. You know how to pray, to say Jesus. Because then you pray, and then you ask yourself in your heart, teach you, show you, and acknowledge you, and give you wisdom to do all that. And before you know it, he's picking up that Bible, he's reading scriptures and everything.
You right about that? Because, yeah, once you ask him for wisdom and knowledge, he's going to give it to you. He grants you. Once he grants you that, you're gonna be able to do whatever you want to do. I agree with you on that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. That's how he do it. He wants you to call on him and mean it within your heart. That man,
you have an excellent meaning, though. You have an excellent meaning.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have an excellent meaning within your heart. Yeah. Like you said, you want to know how to pray. Oh, you know his name, Father.
Hey,
and you say, Father, in the name of Jesus. And watch you step in. That means in your heart. He's going to step in because he wants that devil to be your champ. He's going to get that devil out the way.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he'll move that devil on out the way. I mean, do call on Jesus. Just say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What's the devil move? So the devil, you know, he's scared of God. Because he's trying to get more souls than he can get. That's why he's trying to take her life, trying to make her take her life to keep her from getting to Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God don't love you. He don't want you. That's what the devil put in your heart. And I love you. And I don't think why you going through what you're going through. Why you can't pay this bill? Why you can't pay that? Why I'm hungry? Why I'm this and that? And when the faith and trust come within God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, the devil do that real quick. You know, yeah, what Jesus said. Why would you go through this? Your key is hungry. You ain't got nobody help you do this, or nobody help you do that. Yes, you will. You're helping yourself within your heart. You keep praying, man. He's going to help you. Believe that. This is a blessing to come around the corner. It may not be what you want, but it's a little blessing to come around the corner. It's going to be a little bitty stuff. You know what I'm talking about? But still, it's a blessing.
It's out.
Yeah.
That's right. May not be what you want, but it's going to be something he's going to bless you with that you didn't have. And then you're going to think about it. You're going to make a way. You're going to make a way out of no way.
That's for real.
And God is a good God. Wonderful Jesus. Yes, he is. He ain't going to leave you nor forsake you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he'll never leave you nor you forsake you.
That's right. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Even though you think at that time that things ain't going right for you, that's the trials you're going through. It's because you're praying to him and asking him for, you know, stuff like that. He heard you. He heard you. He know what you want. He know your wants and your needs.
Yep.
And he'll give it to you on his turn.
Yep.
He may not be, like they say, he may not be there when you want him, but he's always on time. He's the on-time God. He's the only time God. When he get ready first, he ain't gonna let that girl, he gonna bring that girl, the one that's talking about doing all that sad because situation, you know what, he gonna bring her out of that.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he gonna bring her out of it. He gonna get that devil off of her back.
Oh.
Yeah, he gonna get that devil off of her back. He gonna bless and save that young lady. You know, children, her family, whatever she going through. He's going to bless and save her.
Yeah.
Because grandmama, she's gone. She didn't want you to take your life. She wants you to go on and live your life. Take care of yourself. And let's keep her within your heart. You'll see again because the spirit of God will always be there. And she'll come to you in a vision, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you're right about
you
that.
Yeah, I know. She'll come to you
right
in the
about that.
That's right. Well, I lost my grandmother.
You're right about that.
Yeah, I lost my grandmother. I was sad, crying, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I kept like, you know, I just, I wanted to say, I don't kill myself. I was crying, I was hurt, you know, stuff like that. And she came to me. She let me see her like a week later. We buried her. She came to me. It's like, I'm standing right here now. And she was smiling and clapping to it like she always do. And she told me, baby, it's going to be all right. I'm all right. I'm in a better place. You don't have to cry.
Mm.
She lets you know that. Go ahead, go on with your life and take care of yourself and do the right thing.
All right.
Like we grew up in, be honest, be yeah, good to people, treat people that way, more, be treating you on stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be right there like she's still right here in my heart. She comes soon, you know, she visits me sometimes. That's my grandma. Have you ever seen you?
I haven't.
Have you ever seen a business of your, you have?
Not that I know of. I mean, yeah. I don't remember. I haven't seen it.
It's scary. It's scary.
Yeah.
But they will come to you. They will calm you down like a young lady. What she talking about? Her grandma will come right there for her to just calm her down and let her know that she's all right in a better place to go on with her life and stuff. Because
yeah.
You know, it's not even worth it. Don't let the devil have your soul. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, it ain't worth it.
No, don't let the devil do that. Don't let the devil do that. I hope she be strong, whoever she is. I hope she be strong and pray to God. Ask God give her forgiveness and guidance. And, you know, everything else that she needs in her life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not the way to follow her knee. I said, follow me and go to sleep for him, Jesus. You should know how to pray. Whoever knows how to pray and stuff like that. You don't have to pray. I'm telling you, just call his name. Just call his name. That's prayer right there.
Yeah.
That's prayer right there by calling his name. Because you call his name, he's going to put it in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Yeah, Lord, you know, that's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she's going to be all right. You know what? God, I'm going to bless her. I'm going to pray for her. So. And we all should say a prayer for her now. LaShawn, lead the prayer.
Yep.
So we get online. Ms. Red?
Yeah, I understand. I heard that. And I appreciate y'all for coming on Blog Talk, Street Talk tonight and sharing all the information that you all have shared, because it has been a very, very motivational speech talk on tonight. And I encourage you all to just, you know, take in some of the words that you all heard and the people that's talking. I encourage y'all. I appreciate y'all for talking. We have about 10 more minutes. We have about 10 more minutes online.
Okay, we'll say a prayer then. Say a prayer for
us. No, we have 10 more minutes to talk about it.
We got 10 more minutes?
What else? Yeah, we have 10 more minutes to talk about it. I'm trying to see what else did we not touch on. We touched on a whole lot. We touched on a whole lot. And the lady was saying before she got up front with me, she said that she was really appreciative of the things that you all said, and she didn't want to stop you from talking because she said that you might have been talking and was going to reach somebody else that was online too. And she was appreciative of the things that you had said, and your words were very nice and encouraging. And
thank you.
And I appreciate everybody that came online and spoke tonight. Because a lot of people don't know that a lot of people be going through some of the things that other people go through, and they be scared to say it. They be afraid to talk about it.
Right.
I appreciate the people that do come on and actually share the things that they go through, because you never know who's listening and they're going through the same thing, but they're afraid to say it.
Right.
And they get the same words of encouragement, and they can take that with them wherever they go. And I encourage everybody, like you said, to pick up the Bible and don't be afraid to read it, because the Bible teaches all of us different things, and it teaches us, it says different things to each one of us. And unless you read it, even though you get word of mouth, by us saying word of mouth things to people, some people be getting it, but I don't think word of mouth is enough. I feel like everybody should pick up the Bible and read it for themselves and gain knowledge, because, I mean,
he said study and show yourself approved. You study for yourself. So you'll know what the word or he talking about, what's going on. So you have to study the word of the Lord. You have to study the word of the Lord so you'll know for yourself. Like you say, the person don't know, anybody can tell you anything. You know what I'm talking about? You can go back. You know what I'm saying? Like you say, study and show yourself approved. You study the Bible, and God know that you approve of it. You know that you try to do what you're doing for Him. He will let you go get your wisdom, not let you know everything about what's going on. And you know what?
Yeah, not, right only, now, not only read the Bible, but apply it to your everyday life.
That's what I'm saying. You have to study the Bible. You got to study. And like that young lady, she was reaching out for help. And I appreciate you, and I thank you for listening to that young lady. Because if she really wants to kill herself or something like that, she would be without letting anybody know. But she reached out for you to let you know how she feels. And I thank the Lord for you for, you know, responding to her, to helping her out. So right by now, she's not going to do what she thought that she was going to do. And then if you know who she is, know her phone number or whatever, you call her tomorrow, stuff like that. You know what I'm talking about? And why she gonna be
I'm gonna call and check up on her. Like I told her before she got out, I'm gonna call and check up on her, and I'm gonna make sure that she's okay, because you never know. Like I said, some people will go shelter themselves off, and nobody will know what they're going through. You know, by not going around them. Like when people get in depression mode, they'll shelter themselves off from other people, and so nobody will really know what they're going through. And
it's hard feeling to know that she told you. That's a good thing that she told you, and so let you know, we got to let them know that she's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Bless her heart. Yeah, what I'm saying. Bless her heart. She's gonna be all right. And get some things that she's going through.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we have about 8 more minutes online. And like I said, we're here every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. And I encourage everybody, like I said, like we were saying. Y'all got to study the Bible. You have to get to know the Bible. You have to get it for yourself. Don't be afraid of it.
And ask him for wisdom and knowledge if you don't know. He'll take you to a scripture and stuff like that. Because everything will be all right. Like I was saying, you know, everybody else will come back, pray, thank the Lord, and day by day, every day. Because you never know within a second. Within a minute or an hour, we like to go on 2 minutes for heart the whole time. While you going through your day, let's call on Jesus. Let's thank Jesus. When you're riding in your car, let's thank Jesus. When you get up in the morning, thank you, Jesus. While you walk around cooking your food, whatever you're doing, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You're supposed to keep the Lord in everything that you do. You're not supposed to be afraid to keep the Lord in everything you do, because if you don't want the Lord in it, then you must be doing something wrong.
Yeah, you just thank him. When you wake up in the morning, thank him. Cooking your food, thank him. Taking a bath, thank him. Anything. Yeah. If you just say thank you, just say thank you, Lord. Thank you. I'm a family, thank you. Like you say, you're grateful for everything you eat. Say you're grateful for everything you eat. Just thank him for everything.
Yeah,
forgetting you up in the morning, walking to the restroom. They said thank you. Let's walk around and say thank you. And give him praise.
Yeah.
Give him praise. Because that ain't hard to do. You can praise. You can sing a song within your heart. You hear that, regardless of what you do, keep it in your heart the whole time. He already knows what you're going to do before you do what you do.
Some people be afraid to pray and to go to church because of what they do, and I want people to know that you're not supposed to be afraid of going to church or praying because
right.
of what you do, because God knows and sees everything that you do. You can't hide anything
right.
from Him. You can hide things from people, but God, you can't hide anything from God, because God already knows what you're doing. So you're not supposed to be afraid of a person.
No!
And you're not supposed to be afraid to go
to the place to get help
because God knows exactly what you're doing.
Amen. That's right. You just keep thinking him anyway, like you drink a swallow of beer, whatever it is you do. Even though you're doing the wrong thing, you still keep him in your heart and acknowledge him and things like that. And ask him for forgiveness and stuff, you know?
And another thing that I wanted to tell people, I spoke with another lady about. She was telling me that she don't like to get advice from people that she see doing wrong. And I told her, I said, baby, ain't nobody in life perfect. So even if you see a person doing wrong, if they telling you something you know that it's right, then why would you go against it because they doing something wrong? That's saying something about you. They're saying that you just can't get it right. You can't get mad because that person is trying to do the right thing.
That's right. You can't get wrong. No, get mad about that. What I'm saying is that sometimes I think, you know, people don't want to listen to like that. Regardless of what you do, sometimes the law still speaks within your heart to tell you, to tell people other things. You never know how he works. They say he works to, you know, people that you drug and alcohol and all that kind of stuff. He works to, you know, you really speak more about the law being and stuff like that. You know, sometimes you still acknowledge him regardless of what you're doing.
Yeah.
And see, regardless of, you know, anybody, but sometimes we want people to say they don't want to hear about the law. Regardless of what you do. But sometimes God still works within you to tell someone else something.
Yeah.
But you ain't going to tell nobody nothing wrong. Sometimes, like you just said, people know, like, oh, he smokes cigarettes and stuff like that. How you going to try to tell me something about the law? You smoke cigarettes and stuff like that. You know what I'm talking about? But you know what? You never know why you smoke that cigarette. You could be talking to the law and stuff, too. Besides, you know what? You never know. When you put that down and stuff, he always works within you. He works within you. You never know. Because you are a testimony to other people about your life, about what's going on in your life. Your testimony. And he wants you to give your testimony. But God is a wrong way. Guess what? Eventually, he's going to deliver you from all of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's better. He's gonna deliver you from it. That's why he stands on your mind like that. Regardless of you doing wrong, drinking beer, or whatever you're doing, you know, why God still stands on your mind, because he don't want you doing that. He's standing on your mind so you don't cuss him. Slowly but surely, he take that away from you. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He's taking it away from you. But you know what, everything gonna be all right. Like you say, you gotta stay prayed up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let that devil try to come in and trick you, because the devil will try to trick you in the mid and try to turn you against God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why they feel suicidal, because the devil will work with their mind and turn them against God. But we can say it real loud, God loves you.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you. He would never leave or forsake you.
Okay.
He always there. You might not, he always there. He ain't gonna put no more than you could handle. But when you start going to them trials and tribulations, that's the best time is when you need him the most. Call up on him. He'll be there for you. He'll bring you out. He'll get that devil off your back.
Yep.
Yes, man. Hey.
Ain't about to this for to leave you. I say, he ain't about to this for to leave you like that.
That's right. That's right. He ain't about me this for to leave me, nor for sake. We already tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he let some things happen to you to get your shit to bring you back to him. You know what I'm talking about? Cause
yeah.
I know a person that's in their life. Like every morning in their life, they're going to be in church. They'll be in church. And everybody on this earth that I think of,
we
should know.
We only have a couple of seconds left on the show. I want to say thank you all for coming on tonight. Go ahead, you can say a prayer. Next Friday from 8 to 9. You said do what? I'm sorry.
I said, go ahead, you say a prayer.
Okay, well. Father God, I thank you for allowing us to come on the show on tonight and getting together to encourage each other. And Father God, please lead us on our way, on our journey through the next week. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Y'all, thank
Amen.
Y'all for the Street Talk.
Amen. All right.
And y'all be sure to call next week from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Same phone number, 310-982-4126.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
Good night.
Episode.